Today in Security from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
How to stop your data from being used to train AI. Some companies let you opt out of allowing your content to be used for generative AI. Here's how to take back, at least a little, control from ChatGPT, Google's Gemini, and more. By Matt Burgess and Rhys Rogers. If you've ever posted something on the internet, a pithy tweet, a 2009 blog post, a scornful review, or a selfie on Instagram, it has most likely been slurped up and used to help train the current wave of generative AI. Large language models, like ChatGPT, and image creators are powered by vast reams of our data, and even if it's not powering a chatbot, the data can be used for other machine learning features. Tech companies have scraped vast swaths of the web to gather the data they claim is needed to create generative AI, with little regard for content creators, copyright laws, or privacy. On top of this, increasingly, firms with reams of people's posts are looking to get in on the AI gold rush by selling or licensing that information. Looking at you, Reddit. However, as the lawsuits and investigations around generative AI and its opaque data practices pile up, there have been small moves to give people more control over what happens to what they post online. Some companies now let individuals and business customers opt out of having their content used in AI training or being sold for training purposes. Before we get to how you can opt out, it's worth setting some expectations. Many companies building AI have already scraped the web, so anything you've posted is probably already in their systems. Companies are also secretive about what they have actually scraped, purchased, or used to train their systems. "We honestly don't know that much," says Niloufar Mureshgala, a researcher who focuses on AI privacy at the University of Washington. "In general, everything is very black box." Mureshgala explains that companies can make it complicated to opt out of having data used for AI training, and even where it is possible, many people don't have a clear idea about the permissions they've agreed to or how data is being used. That's before various laws such as copyright protections and Europe's strong privacy laws are taken into consideration. Facebook, Google X, and other companies have written into their privacy policies that they may use your data to train AI. While there are various technical ways AI systems could have data removed from them or unlearn, Mureshgala says, there's very little that's known about the processes that are in place. The options can be buried or labor-intensive. Getting posts removed from AI training data is likely to be an uphill battle. Where companies are starting to allow opt-outs for future scraping or data sharing, they are almost always making users opt in by default. Most companies add the friction because they know that people aren't going to go looking for it, says Thorin Klasowski, a security and privacy activist at the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Opt-in would be a purposeful action as opposed to opting out, where you have to know it's there. While less common, some companies building AI tools and machine learning models don't automatically opt in customers. "We do not train our models on user-submitted data by default. We may use user prompts and outputs to train Claude, where the user gives us express permission to do so, such as clicking a thumbs up or down signal on a specific Claude output to provide us feedback," says Jennifer Martinez, a spokesperson for Anthropic. In this situation, the most recent iteration of the company's Claude chatbot is built on public information online and third-party data, content people posted elsewhere online but not user information. Artists have also been using "Have I Been Trained" to signal their images shouldn't be used for training. Run by the startup Spawning, the service allows people to see if their creations have been scraped and then opt out of any future training. Anything with a URL can be opted out. "Our search engine only searches images, but our browser extension lets you opt out any media type," says Jordan Meyer, co-founder and CEO of Spawning. Stability AI, the startup behind the text-to-image tool called Stable Diffusion, is among companies that say they are honoring the system. Only some companies currently have an opt-out process. For example, Microsoft's Copilot does not offer users with personal accounts the option to have their prompts not used to improve the software. A portion of the total number of user prompts in Copilot and Copilot Pro responses are used to fine-tune the experience, says Donnie Turnbaugh, a spokesperson for Copilot. Microsoft takes steps to de-identify data before it is used, helping to protect consumer identity. Even if the data is de-identified, privacy-minded users may want more potential control over their information. If you store your files in Adobe's Creative Cloud, the company may use them to train its machine learning algorithm. When we analyze your content for product improvement and development purposes, we first aggregate your content with other content and then use the aggregated content to train our algorithms and thus improve our products and services, reads the company's FAQ. This doesn't apply to any files stored only on your device. If you're using a personal Adobe account, it's easy to opt out. Open up Adobe's privacy page, scroll down to the content analysis section, and click the toggle to turn it off. For business or school accounts, the opt-out process is not available on the individual level, and you'll have to reach out to your administrator. AI services from Amazon Web Services, like Amazon Recognition or Amazon Code Whisperer, may save customer data to improve the company's tools. Heads up, this is the most complicated opt-out process included in the roundup, so you'll likely need help from an IT professional at your company or an AWS representative to perform it successfully. The process includes enabling the option for your organization, creating a policy, and attaching that policy where necessary. For users of Google's chatbot Gemini, conversations may sometimes be selected for human review to improve the AI model. Opting out is simple, though. Open up Gemini in your browser, click on Activity, and select the Turn Off drop-down menu. You can just turn off the Gemini app's activity, or you can opt out as well as delete your conversation data. While this does mean in most cases that future chats won't be seen for human review, already selected data is not erased through this process. According to Google's Privacy Hub for Gemini, these chats may stick around for 3 years. People reveal all sorts of personal information while using a chatbot. OpenAI provides some options for what happens to what you say to ChatGPT, including allowing its future AI models not to be trained on the content. We give users a number of easily accessible ways to control their data, including self-service tools to access, export, and delete personal information through ChatGPT. That includes easily accessible options to opt out from the use of their content to train models, says Taya Christensen, an OpenAI spokesperson. The options vary slightly depending on your account type, and data from enterprise customers is not used to train models. On its help pages, OpenAI says ChatGPT web users without accounts should navigate to settings and then uncheck improve the model for everyone. If you have an account or are logged in through a web browser, select ChatGPT, settings, data controls, and then turn off chat history and training. If you're using ChatGPT's mobile apps, go to settings, pick data controls, and turn off chat history and training. Changing these settings, OpenAI's support pages say, won't sync across different browsers or devices, so you need to make the change everywhere you use ChatGPT. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.